From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Mr. Kerry visits Hiroshima.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget.
John Kerry says he is deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of what war does to people, to communities, to countries, to the world.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The UN's envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truces between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels, who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, parts of which now lie in ruin, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012 with rebel groups in some areas, while other locales are still under government control. Meantime, London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 35 people were killed yesterday in fighting on several fronts south of Aleppo. This is VOA News.